Listener production.
Hey, it's Lizzie Weiger with you. Caught today for a 31-year-old Kerwin man charged with multiple offences following a fatal crash in Heatley. It's alleged the man was driving, unlicensed, a silver Holden Commodore on Tuesday when it hit a motorbike coming from the opposite direction. A 19-year-old Vincent man on the bike died at the scene. The Kerwin man allegedly abandoned the car, police identifying him during their investigations into the crash. Frustrated youth crime victims will again rally, demanding action by the state government. Our reporter Rosie O'Brien has the story.
Voice for Victims organisers say locals continue to be let down by the system and that juveniles are re-offending without adequate consequences. So it's asked its 7.5 thousand members to march tomorrow to send the government the message that immediate action is needed. Those planning on attending the rally are asked to meet at 10:30 a.m. at Queen's Park in Brisbane before heading to Parliament House. If you can't make it, supporters are asked to paint the town yellow, tying a yellow ribbon on trees, letterboxes and the likes, taking photos and posting to socials.
And medical trainees are suffering bullying at alarming rates, with other doctors and patients identified as the perpetrators. New Australian Health Practitioner Regulation Agency data shows 26% of surveyed women reported being abused at work, compared to 16% of males. AMA Queensland says women had the second highest rates, with trainees who identify as non-binary recording the most cases of bullying, harassment and discrimination. Taking a look at local sport, there was no glory for the North Queensland Cowboys for the NRL's Anzac round at the weekend. Round 8 saw our boys in blue get off to a slow start against the Penrith Panthers, trailing 4-18 at half-time. The Cowboys managed to turn things around in the second half, but it wasn't enough, with the final score favouring the Panthers 26-20. Meantime, second rower Jake Gosiewski has been released from his contract with the club on compassionate grounds.